Oasis Audio presents Misery Loves Company by Renee Gutteridge. Read for you by Pam Turlow. Directed and engineered by Adam Hassel. Prologue. In the early morning hours, with the stars dotted across a fading black sky, the air was still and thick and shadowless. Turning on a lamp, he walked toward her and then stood over her, his thin shadow stretching across her body. She lay motionless, as fragile as a locust shell. It seemed if he touched her, she would crumble into dust. He could not tell if she was cold. Her hands had been icy since she was in her 30s, but he pulled the blanket to her chin anyway. It was like tucking in a child. Except there would not be any wishes for sweet dreams. The dream was ending, slowly and painfully. In another room, his dinner was long since chilled. He had no appetite, and she couldn't insist he do anything anymore. "I haven't eaten," he said aloud suddenly. "Not a bite." She stirred and let out the faintest breath, a hiss that sounded like a deflating bicycle tire. He looked at the clock. In a little under an hour, the nurse would arrive, the only other person besides the two of them to come to this place. She'd agreed to work off the books. Another hiss. Then her eyes opened, wide as if she'd been dropped out the window of an 8-story building. Her gaze frantically searched the ceiling.
"Looking for someone?"
He smiled gently. She tried to lift a hand, but the weight of the sheet and the blanket kept it tucked away.
"Why am I still here?"
Her voice was raspy.